ESV Holy Bible, Book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 21 through 35, chapter 19, verses 1 through 22.
Then Peter came up and said to him,
Lord, how often will my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? As many as 7 times?
Jesus said to him,
I do not say to you 7 times, but 77 times.
Therefore the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants.
When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold, with his wife and children and all that he had, in payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when the same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, Pay what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him,
Have patience with me, and I will pay you.
He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. And his master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant! I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me! And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. Now when Jesus had finished these sayings, he went away from Galilee and entered the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. And large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. And Pharisees came up to him and tested him by asking, Is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause? He answered, Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female? And said, Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
So, they are no longer two, but one flesh.
What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate?
They said to him, Why then did Moses command one to give a certificate of divorce and to send her away? He said to them,
Because of your hardness of heart, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. And I say to you,
whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another, commits adultery.
The disciples said to him, If such is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry.
But he said to them, Not everyone can receive the saying, but only those whom it is given. For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by men.
And there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let the one who is able to receive this, receive it. Then children were brought to him that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked the people, but Jesus said, Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and went away. And behold, a man came up to him, saying, Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? And he said to him, Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments.
He said to him, Which ones?
Jesus said, You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
The young man said to him, All these I've kept. What do I still lack?
Jesus said to him, If you would be perfect, go sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me.
When the young man heard this, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.